Dodger and I made our way to Brainerd on Tuesday, April 8th, to Central Lakes College for the Verse Like Water reading by Marie Howe. Marie is a very well-known American poet, currently the New York State Poet Laureate. She lives in Manhattan and teaches creative writing at Sarah Lawrence College, Columbia, and New York University. Her work has appeared in The New Yorker, The Atlantic, Partisan Review, Harvard Review, Plowshares, Poetry Magazine, and everywhere else top-tier poets publish in poetry land. She's put out three highly acclaimed volumes of her own poetry and has worked on other anthologies and textbooks. She's won a Guggenheim Fellowship, a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship, and other awards and prizes. So Marie Howe could justifiably be full of Marie Howe, and she is just not. She is nothing but approachable and warm, and every bit as interested in you as you are in her. Jeff Johnson, who created and runs Verse Like Water, always invites us to the pre-reading brunch in the library at Central Lakes. Dodger and I had several minutes alone with Marie, and though I was a little starstruck, it certainly wasn't because of the way she presents or conducts herself. She comes from a big Catholic family, which describes my background, too. We have a lot in common, besides being the same age. Marie Howe writes about relationships, attachment, loss, betrayal, at times in a confessional mode, at times simply conversational, and everything you can tell is grounded in a rich spiritual inner life. She reads beautifully as well and engages her audience between poems with questions and jokes and personal asides. Chalberg Theater at Central Lakes is reliably full for these readings. I always connect there with other poets you've heard on The Beat and The Beat Cafe, but most of the folks there are students, and I continue to be impressed by how quiet and attentive and responsive these youngsters are. Though they do get some extra credit, they don't have to be there. And this is testimony to Jeff Johnson and the other instructors at CLC. Before we left Brainerd, we stopped at Franklin Art Center to check out the Art on Record exhibit in the residence gallery there. For some reason, I thought we'd be looking at album cover art. Maybe because we've been dealing with albums around Northern Community Radio land lately. But no, these were actual record albums that artists had painted on. They came from all around the country. Some were abstract, some figurative, some involved collage and photography and other media. Most of them were completely covered. The only album I could identify was an old Fleetwood Mac. You could still see part of the center label. Anyway, an interesting show. They're not afraid of trying anything in the residence gallery at Franklin Arts Center, and here's to that.